From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Will thousands of displaced New Orleans voters be able to vote in person at nationwide satellite polls? And is the covenant with Black America a step forward or another empty promise? We tackled these questions and more when I sat down for our regular conversation with two of today's top civil rights leaders, Marc Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League, and NAACP President and CEO Bruce Gordon. Recently, Morial and other civil rights leaders met with Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to discuss safeguarding civil rights. Morial hopes the meeting will be the first in a regular series of back and forths with the Justice Department.
There had been a strong tradition, probably prior to Attorney General Ashcroft, of civil rights leaders having a continuing dialogue with the Attorney General over civil rights enforcement, voting, a wide variety of issues. I thought the meeting was a productive first step, and Many organizations have had individual dialogues with the Attorney General, but this was a collective dialogue. Importantly, we stressed the Voting Rights Act as a high priority in 2006. We talked about a number of voting issues because voting issues come up under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act for preclearance all the time, and our desire to, for the Attorney General to take a closer look. There have been some decisions on preclearance that we've collectively disagreed with. The other issues that were discussed, which were of note, were across the board in the government, issues related to the administration's position on scholarship programs which seek to assist African-American students. The fair assessment, I think, is that it was the beginning of a dialogue. No specific commitments were obtained. No specific commitments were made. But I think it's important that we and the Attorney General pledge to have that dialogue. And I think in these dialogues, what's fundamental is that there will be areas of disagreement where we'll have to disagree both privately and publicly. But it was a good meeting, I thought, but we much remains to be seen in terms of what arises from the meeting.
Bruce Gordon, let me ask you, this administration has been criticized by the fact that they periodically feel the need to meet with the civil rights community, but no real want to move forward after this meeting. What was your sense?
I have had a number of meetings and discussions with the Attorney General. Mark's assessment of the meeting, I think, is accurate. My concern is that, A, we have the access and the communication, and I think that that has started to develop, and I feel positively towards that. But to your point, at the end of the day, the real issue is whether or not we get actions taken by the Department of Justice that reflect the concerns we brought to their attention. And I'll give you just a couple of examples. We, as you well know, have an issue facing us in New Orleans right now in terms of the election scheduled for April 22nd. The court system has not been responsive to the concerns that we've been raised. Lawsuits that have been filed have been denied, and it is now time for the Attorney General to weigh in through Section 5 of the Voter Rights Act. And the question is going to really be, is he willing to demonstrate the courage and the conviction of what he has expressed in previous meetings and take the actions that provide satellite voting locations for displaced New Orleans residents, put a lot more assurance into the absentee ballot process so that ultimately evacuees are given the opportunity to participate in the electoral process. And if we find that the Attorney General is willing to act, then I think that these kinds of meetings and discussions are worthwhile. But ultimately, if we do not have decisions made that reflect our concerns, then one has to question whether the meetings are worthwhile.
Marc Morial, let's take the point to the election. Pick up on that. But, yeah. Mark, let me ask you, to the point of the election, do you believe that you will be able to see fair and just elections in the city of New Orleans?
What must happen is that those evacuees who are living outside of Louisiana in places like Texas and Georgia and Tennessee need to be provided with an opportunity to vote in person in those communities. That's a long way of saying we need satellite voting outside of the state of Louisiana. The state legislature enacted an elections plan which authorizes 10 satellite locations inside of the state, but none outside of the state. And the reason they didn't is because the governor's special session call did not authorize them to even consider that issue. Here's, I think, where Bruce so aptly put, where actions need to meet committed words, and that is that the Justice Department, under Section 5, needs to order the state of Louisiana to set up satellite voting outside of the state. Absent that, I fear that you're going to have tens of thousands of voters who are going to be disenfranchised through no fault of their own. So this is an issue we think that the people are unified not only across the nation, but certainly also those on the ground, our affiliates, our chapters, the leadership in New Orleans and in the Gulf Coast, that there needs to be satellite voting outside of the state.
All right, let me turn our attention to another gathering of African-American leadership, and that is surrounding the Covenant with Black America, led by journalist Tavis Smiley. One of the questions that I'm hearing from many is that while they applaud the efforts to gather Black leadership and talk about what needs to be done and bring a roadmap, Bruce Gordon, some say that they've seen a lot of these meetings and little follow-through. What's the hope? I know both you and Mark have signed up in terms of adding your names to the Covenant. What's the real hope that we'll see a true roadmap and movement?
No plan is worth the paper it's written on if, in fact, there's not a execution strategy laid out behind it. I think that, candidly, the test now and the burden now is on the shoulders of Mark and myself and others of us who lead organizations that have infrastructure, that have organizing capability to begin to take the gaps, and I've been using this phrase frequently, the gaps between those and those who have not, begin to close those gaps, whether it's health care or criminal justice or education or the like. It also places a burden on every community organization, whether it is a church, whether it is a civic organization, a fraternity or sorority. The time has come for African Americans to step up and be accountable for what it is we need to do in our communities to turn those environments around. We also have an obligation to hold others accountable, but it seems to me that step one is whether we accept accountability for our own communities and take those steps. Beyond that, as you look at the Covenant, there's clear definition of what individuals can do, and it's clear definition of what we must hold others accountable to do. And I assure you, and Mark will speak for himself, but we know each other well enough to know that we will leverage the power and influence of our organizations to support the kinds of gaps that were identified in the Covenant and, frankly, are identified in the NAACP's current plan of action.
And Ed, I would certainly echo everything Bruce has said. What I would encourage people to do is to get a copy of the Covenant and look at it and read it, because the Covenant suggests a number of things that an individual can do, that community leaders can do, organizations can do. There are some fairly specific, instructive thoughts contained in that Covenant. What we'll do at the National Urban League is at the end of this month, we'll release our State of Black America report. And it's going to track in many respects, because I think there's a commonality between, I think, Bruce's NAACP plan of action, the Urban League's empowerment agenda, and now the Covenant, about the kind of steps that we need to take. You're right. It is a time when we've got to develop specific legislative action plans. I'll give you an example of two things this year on the legislative front that we can rally around as a community. One is to ensure that the Voting Rights Act is renewed and restored. It's a critical, and while there's been much commitment and talk from a number of quarters about support for that, no legislation has moved in Congress as of yet. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus have introduced H.R. 4197, which is a comprehensive Katrina recovery bill. It's the best bill that's out there. It hasn't moved, but it should move, because the patchwork step-by-step process that the Congress and the government has taken is not, I think, the best way to encourage recovery in the Gulf Coast. Those are two specific measures, I think, and I think that there will be others. But what I would say to those who are listening is that most action has to take place at the local level and in local communities. And that is why I think those of us with national organizations have to empower, inspire, and provide the support and help to our local in our case, affiliates, in Bruce's case, branches, in other organizations' cases, and maybe chapters, to take action that's needed. I also believe that we've got a large number of African-American elected officials in the nation and allies of ours, as well as a growing number of African-Americans who served in the business community and in corporate positions. We've got to mobilize their considerable talent and influence to support what we need for the development of our community.
Ed, if I can, because I think that Mark is speaking to a point that's high on my priority list, and that is if people like you've put this dialogue together for Mark and me to come in periodically and talk about issues. Ultimately, the question is whether those who listen to this program take the information, absorb the information, and then show a willingness to act on the information. Your listeners need to be involved, whether it's the NAACP, the Urban League, or any other civic group. They need to be involved. They need to interact with their elected officials. They need to become activists in social change in this country. We've lost that spirit in many respects in our communities since the civil rights era in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and we need it back.
And clearly, as we look at the headlines, statistics, and concerns of Black America, now is the time. Gentlemen, as always, appreciate it.
Ed, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mark Morial is president and CEO of the National Urban League, and Bruce Gordon is president and CEO of the NAACP.